New snow and cold temperatures bring a sense of relief to the staff at Soldier Hollow's Nordic Center. The first-time ever cross-country gold medal for two women on the U.S. Nordic ski team offers inspiration for young athletes who have qualified to compete in the championships next month. There are a number of local skiers who have qualified from the three area ski teams. Soldier Hollow Nordic Team Program Manager Sarah Studebaker-Hall says they only need a 2.5-kilometer track to hold the event, and with the cold temperatures and snowmaking, they're confident in the quantity and quality of the snow.
Yeah, there's, I think, over 300 kids from around the country that come to these races that qualify. Locally, from Team Soldier Hollow, we have three kids that have qualified this year. Park City Nordic has several kids that have qualified, as well as the Wasatch Nordic team has, I think, you know, 6 or 7 kids that have qualified as well.
The event includes both classic and skate skiing.
No, all the kids do both. So, you know, the goal with junior Nordic racing is to get kids experience. So they'll race distance races, they'll race sprint racing. You know, in the Olympics, you see people who only do sprint racing or they only do classic or something. But at the junior level, we encourage kids to learn and do all of those events.
Studebaker-Hall says they have experience hosting big events like the Junior Nationals.
The venue that we have is great at these kind of events. You know, last year we hosted U.S. Nationals for Nordic skiing and World Juniors. And so Junior Nationals is a pretty similar event. Our staff is great. We have a great group of volunteers. They kind of have been running on what they've known for a while now. So this is a, you know, I wouldn't say it's an easy event for us to put on, but with the snow, it definitely makes it a lot less challenging.
The cross-country junior national championships will be held at the Soldier Hollow Nordic Ski Center in Midway from March 6th to March 10th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.